أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Earlier on in this month of Ramadan in the year 2016, we had presented a series on connecting or reconnecting to the Thaqalain, the Quran and the family of the Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon them. And within that series in the month of Ramadan, we went through 30 brief hadith traditions from the Prophet and his noble family about the importance of the Quran within our lives and various aspects concerning this noble book. And because the month of Ramadan completed, so did our series on reconnecting to the Thaqalain. However, because the book that we took these traditions from, 40 hadith about the Quran, contains 40 hadith, 40 sayings, 40 traditions, we wanted to go back and continue in our series of hadith on the sayings and reflecting on the words of the Prophet and the noble family about the importance of the Quran. Many of our viewers had reached out to us asking for us to complete the traditions so as to be a form of inspiration and guidance for themselves and their families on attaching ourselves to the Quran. And so we thought it would be great to actually complete the traditions within this book and to reflect on other 10 other last sayings about the Quran in the words of the Prophet and the noble family. Today in hadith number 31 out of 40, we want to look at a brief tradition from the noble messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he gives us 7 indicators of the importance of the Quran, of recitation of the Quran. Now keep in mind, just as we had mentioned in the month of Ramadan, that the Quran is not just a book to be read in the month of Ramadan. It's not only a book to be read at a wedding or a funeral. It's not a book that we only use to adorn our walls in our home or our wallpaper on our smartphone or to wear, you know, the verses on a t-shirt or a baseball cap. The Book of Allah has much greater importance and worth than just to limit to these trivial aspects of our life. So what does the Prophet of Islam tell us is the importance of the Quran and the rewards which are promised to those who interact with the Quran? In this beautiful tradition, the noble Prophet tells us the following statement. Surely the recitation of the Quran is an atonement for the sins, a covering, protection from the hellfire, and a safety from the punishment. Mercy will descend upon the reciter, the angels will seek forgiveness for him, heaven will long for that person, and his master, Allah, will be pleased with him. In this very beautiful tradition, the Prophet has given us 7 rewards that are promised for the reciter of the Quran. And again, we have to reiterate this fact, and we cannot stress it enough, of the importance of recitation of the Quran. It's not a book, as we mentioned, just to be limited to decorations. It's not only enough to read it at a wedding or a funeral, and it's not enough just to recite it within the month of Ramadan, but rather each and every one of us, Muslim or not in actuality, need to dedicate time in the day to recite this noble book, even if it be a page, even if it be 5 verses, even 1 verse, we could say, but to read with contemplation, with reflection, with thinking about the content of what we're reading, of what Allah is telling to us, what Allah is wanting to convey to us. This is really the right that the Quran has upon us. It's the due that we owe to the Quran to at least look at this covenant of Allah, to read it, to reflect upon it, to think about it, to see how it can change us, how we can implement its teachings within our lives to make ourselves better individuals. And as we see in this beautiful tradition, that there are at least 7 bounties. I'm sure there are many more than 7, maybe billions, maybe an unlimited amount of blessings which are there for the believer who reads the Quran. But the noble messenger has confined it rather to 7 in this tradition. So let us take a cue from Rasulullah, from the messenger of God, and devote ourselves to this noble book and its recitation and its understanding and its application. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.